Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, bringing in one of the greats to wear the brown and orange now, Eric Metcalf. Eric, thanks for joining us here on the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
We're doing very, very well. Want to first of all say Happy New Year to you. Second of all, we're getting into an evaluation of the position you play, a little wide receiver, looking at that spot for the Browns. Josh Gordon, we know, led the NFL in receiving yards per game, among the 50 top yardage getters, led 18.9 yards per catch. An A-plus for me, we don't even need to get into it, besides the fact you became the first guy in NFL history, back-to-back games of more than 200 yards receiving as the record for most receiving yards in a two-game, three-game, four-game stretch. He was absolutely remarkable. Josh Gordon, A-plus for me. How impressed were you with what the young player did at only 22 years of age?
Oh, I was very impressed. I mean, it got to the point where, you know, we weren't really winning games, so I was just checking the stats from Seattle to see what he had done, because he was on a road that no other player had done, and I was just looking forward to seeing that if he can continue that each week.
And let me ask you this, Eric. When you see it going forward, I, too, put the A-plus grade on him. No surprise with that. A superstar in the making. But as you watched him and the closer you watched him, what are some of those places that you could see him evolving, and maybe tie that in with your thoughts about the importance of the next coaching staff and its ability to handle that with him? Because for this young player, as it will be for other young players on the team, this would turn out to be the third different head coach he's had, and quite possibly the third different offensive system with a different receivers coach, third different receivers coach.
Yeah, I would first like to say I would think that the focus of being a receiver against all the coverages and defenses that he will see has got to step up, because now that he was the player and he did the things that he did this past year, defenses and coordinators are going to treat him differently. So the focus and the paying attention and detail is going to be at a premium, because he's going to have to do things differently in order to get open. And that's going to be have to do with what the coordinators do and how they can get him in space. I'm sure they'll work that out. And after that, I would say just being crisp in his route running, because, you know, there's only going to be a few times that he's going to get man-to-man coverage from here on out, at least at the rate he went this past season. And so if he's crisp in his route running and able to get separation, because a lot of times they're probably going to put their best corners on him, then he can get that separation and still continue to make those plays if the offensive coordinator and the quarterback get them all on the same page.